Hello, it's another On This Day. It's John Gibbons hosting again from now, possibly till the end of time. Who knows? But we're all doing the best of the situation that we're in. I'm joined once again by Neil Atkinson. And as our very first guest, Dan Morgan. Dan, welcome and congratulations for being the first outside guest on this day. Must be a big moment for you.
It's a massive moment, as well as doing my first Anfield rap show in my underpants.
Absolutely terrible. Even I've got jeans on today, Dan. Even I've got jeans on today.
Got to keep standards up.
I've got me underpants, everyone. Don't worry.
That's a real shame. We just lost half our listeners. So, I mean, we're going to start these all the time with what's happening literally today. And there's a little bit coming out, Neil, as yet confirmed, but it's come from Tarek, who works for the New York Times, who's very reputable and certainly not one to kind of jump the gun on things. This talk, that the announcement's going to come from UEFA, confirming that the Euros will be postponed till next year, and if possible, but the current plan will be to finish the season over the summer. Am I reading that the same as you?
Yeah, it looks as though it's the Euros to be postponed to summer 2021. I wonder whether or not they might look at January 2021, but they've gone for summer. Maybe they might change their minds, because one of the things they're doing is the two working groups, and one's the calendar and the other one for financial implications. And I think they're the big ones. Listen, there's the idea that the leagues are to be completed over the summer if they can be. But I think the idea of the working groups for the calendar are going to be really, really important. To be honest with you, I'm half hoping I might get an invite. I think that it's going to need a lot of people to work out what can be done when. And I think that what we're going to see now is I think there's going to be a rush from each domestic league. And this is why the Premier League were waiting until UEFA, and the Premier League have got that right. Because I think what we're going to try and see now is each domestic league is going to be trying to think of a way to get it done across, you know, as soon as possible, almost, but simultaneously, whilst obviously not taking any chances and following governmental advice, no matter which government they're in. Because the other thing to point out is that the different governments are giving different advice, and that's not just about our government, who I thought were distinctly unimpressive yesterday, but there's other governments as well who are doing things a little bit differently. So there isn't going to be a proper one-size-fits-all on sorting the domestic calendar out, and catching up on the leagues that need to be finished. But what there will be is, I think, trying to get a bit of a one-size-fits-all on what happens going forward, and that's why that working group's really important.